Blog Talk Radio.
Rainbow Ministry presents Purpose Gospel Radio. I hope everybody's doing all right tonight. Okay, this is Dr. Pastor Ken. Amen. All right, let's open up with a prayer. Lord God, rule over us in strength and grant us your light. Let your spirit be with us to confirm what has already taken place in our hearts. So we have joy and trust even under all strain and stress of this life. Shine into the darkness of the world. Shine for all people. May we be shown more and more clearly what we have been created for. Strengthen our faith for the future, our faith in everything good. For however hidden the good may be, it must last come to light. May we all, the world, bring praise and honor to you. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm waiting on Pastor Wanda to show up. She is going to be doing the show tonight. Okay. So I'll take this caller and see who we have. 111. You are on the air.
Yeah, can I say a prayer for two of your listeners that passed away this past week?
Sure.
There's one today named Ralph, known as Ralph the Homo, who was pretty upset that you weren't on the radio preaching anymore, and he offed himself, but the other one is obviously that Indian boy. Longfeather, I think his name is.
Johnny Longfeather. He's not dead. Johnny Longfeather.
How do you know?
Because I see him type in Discord. He's not dead.
I heard that was his wife, Mrs. Longfeather, but that's a different story. Can I say my prayer now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jesus, I know you died on the cross for us, for our sins. Jesus, I like to ride motorcycles, pussy too.
Okay, we're not going to play that game. Okay, let's bring on Pastor Wanda. Okay, she's going to have a blessed message for us tonight. Okay. Master Wanda, there you are. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in the Lord. Nehemiah 18, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
All right, tonight's word, welcome. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great. I'm getting ready for colonoscopy I got to do tomorrow. Did you get my message that I left you on the phone?
What did you say?
Oh, I left you a message saying that I have a colonoscopy tomorrow and that I have to drink this stuff. I have to drink a glass every 10 minutes. Okay.
I know what
it is. It's to help me, you know, to go to the bathroom to clear out.
Yes, I understand.
I want you to do the show tonight, and I may not be here, so if you call out for I'll use the bathroom.
I got you, darling. All right. Welcome, women of God, daughters of a king. It's a blessing to be back. I hope everyone had a blessed Thanksgiving and a time since I haven't talked in a while. But God been had me doing kingdom business in Atlanta. A lot of things are going on, but all glory go to God. It's just how you handle everything. And I hope you all been studying your word. So tonight's word is Jesus' justification and ours. Amen. We have three segments, and it is awesome. Amen. A lot of people don't know what justification means. Justification means not guilty, been wiped clean, not guilty, sin is gone. A lot of people have not forgiven themselves, but we're going to take a time to just give God thanks as we go through the Word of God. All right, let's do this. When we think about our justification, we often a right soul talks about the death of Jesus Christ. But we hear comparatively little about the resurrection of Christ. We should hear more. The resurrection is essential to our understanding of the doctrine and the experience of assurance it brings. In Romans 3:4, the apostle clarified that justification is the act of God declaring a sinner's righteousness in his sight is a gift of grace and not a result of any work of the law. This gift is received by faith, which is the very nature and non-contribute. At the end of this chapter, he hammers the tenth pin, and through it makes it clear that the statute of righteousness is certain and fixed because it tenders to our resurrection of the Lord. All right, in Romans 4:5, who delivered us from our trespass and raised us for our justification. The justification of Jesus. What does Jesus' resurrection have to do with justification? To get the full extent, we need to go back to the back door. We have to have a look at a couple of passages. We're going to go back. We're going to go back and forth to understand. We're going to do line upon line and precept upon this precept. So I hope you have your Bibles and your ink, pen, and paper. Let's go to 1 Timothy 3:16. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of the godliness. He was manifest in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by the angel, proclaimed among nations, believed on in the world, taken up for glory. This was like the hymns and a confession of the faith in the early church. What's interesting here is what we find in the middle, vindicated by the Spirit. This is referring to Christ, and the Holy Spirit does the act. What does it mean when Jesus was vindicated, or perhaps more shockingly, justified by the Spirit? The word translation vindication is the same word translates justified, or an act of being declared righteous. You might be thinking, why would Jesus need to be justified? He was sinless. He is sinless, for sure. What Paul is referring to is the fact that he is who he said he is. He is the righteous one. He is the law fulfiller in Matthew 3:15. He's the Son of God, John 5:25. He is the one who always did what was pleasing to the Father, John 8:29. The Holy Spirit vindicated or justified Jesus in the sense that he declared that Jesus is, in fact, the righteous one. In the Old Testament, the prophet trained the readers to anticipate this concept of the suffering servant being vindicated or justified after the suffering, Isaiah 50:4-9. Vindication happened when Jesus, justified by the Spirit, turned back to Romans 4. You can't stop off there. In brief, in Romans 1:3, consider his son who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the Son of God in the power according to the Spirit of the holiness of by the right the resurrection for the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. When Jesus vindicated as righteous, it was the resurrection. There we have God's declaration of the word of Jesus is righteous. He is the one, he who is, he said he was. He is the righteous one. In saying Jesus was vindicated, this is the justification of Jesus, the certainty of justification. All the work through the back door to get to the front door, and we find our verse in Romans 4:25. Paul referred to Jesus, right, who was delivered up for our trespass and raised for our justification. You might be wondering, how was Jesus raised for our justification? I thought in 1 Timothy said, it was he. It is his or ours. The answer is yes. He was raised up for our justification. Okay? And if you read Isaiah 53:5, you can see what Jesus had to go through. Okay? When you look at he had to be raised so we could be justified in God through Jesus Christ. Justification don't come from anybody else. It's only through Jesus. Amen? In his resurrection, Jesus was indeed vindicated. Thyso was everyone else who believed in him. All who received this gift of Christ through faith are united to him in his death and resurrection in Romans 6. Believers are not barricades or on the boat of Christ, where he goes or we go. And what he experienced, we experience. Paul is saying that because of the unity of Jesus Christ, justification or his vindication is for our justification. In other words, we experience what he experienced. This is a mass implication of our understanding of justification. Amen? All right. The next one. Excuse me. All right. It's a lot to this right here, but I'm going to keep going. That's what we're going to look at. What is justification? A lot of people say, I don't know what justification. Simply by to be justified is declaring righteousness. Justification is the act of God whereby he pronounced a sinner to be righteous because of that sinner's faith in Jesus. According to the theologian, a root idea in justification is declaring of God, the righteous judge, that the man who believed in Jesus Christ, sinfulness, through he may be, is his righteousness. By you believing in Jesus Christ, man or woman, when you believe, because God is the righteous judge, okay? And you believe in Jesus Christ, and wait a minute, tell me, Holy Spirit. Sinful thoughts, he may be in righteous. In viewing of the being righteous, because Jesus Christ has come into righteous relationship with God. We came in right relationship through Jesus Christ died on the cross at Calvary. Many people said, what you mean? If Jesus wouldn't have been raised, we wouldn't be justified, healed, delivered, restored. We wouldn't have resurrection. We wouldn't have anointing. We wouldn't have grace. We wouldn't have mercy. We wouldn't have salvation. So in what's going on, he justified us when we didn't even know it. Many people say, I can't forgive myself, and that's another form. If God justifies you, that means your penalty has been paid. Everything has been paid because he justified and put you back in right standing. Righteous and justice is two different things. He put you back in right standing with God because when we was died Christ, we was outstanding, unrighteous. But when you have came into the know who Jesus Christ is as your Lord and Savior, through faith, he have justified you, and you're in right standing with God. Amen? All right. Proper understanding justification has to do with God declaring about a sinner, not any change within the sinner. That is justification. It does not have anyone to be holy. It simply declares him to be not guilty before God and therefore treated as holy. The actual changing toward holiness in a sinner occurs with sanctification, which is a relative to justification. By the definition, say distinct from it. Amen? So when you look back, let's go down to Romans. Justification is related to a believer in Romans 3, 21 and 26. But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to whom the law and the prophet testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to who all believe. There is no difference between Jews and Gentiles. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that Christ came. God presents Christ as the sacrifice atoning through the shedding of the blood to receive by faith. He did this by demonstrating his righteousness. And so to be just is the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Amen? Justification comes from the part of the law. It's from the law. This is we cannot earn justification through rule keeping or our own good works. Justification is made possible through a sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. It is based on the shedding of the blood. Just like in Revelation 12:11, by the blood of the Lamb and the Word of Testament, We have been sanctified in the death of Jesus Christ. And the testimony we have saying this is what God have did in our life, it is only through the blood of Jesus Christ, because he brought us back. Amen? Justification demonstrates the righteousness of God. Relating to God, justification of a sinner or several things. The remission of the penalty of sin, which was death, in Romans 3:23, Romans 8:1, and 1 Peter 2:24. The restoration of God's favor, which has been lost due to our sin, John 3:36. So justification is more than an acquittal. It is fully accepted. We are now friends of God, James 2:23, and co-heirs with Christ, Romans 8:27. Point number three, the imputed of righteousness, which is in reckon of Christ and righteous to our account, in Romans 4:5-8. We are declared to be righteous, legal, because God made him had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteous of God, 2 Corinthians 5:21. The preceding 3 points of adapting of what God and Henry Lessler, lecture in systematic theologian, reversed by, and he tells you, this is what he said. We are justified to claim righteous at the moment of our salvation. Jesus Christ's finished work requires for us justification on the cross. Since we have been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Romans 5:8. He was then raised to life by our justification, Romans 4:25. To rise this question, is justification just? If he is holy, how can God forgive our guilty sinners? The answer is justification does not excuse our sin or ignore our sin or endorse our sin. Rather, our sin is fully punished through Jesus Christ, having taken our penalty for us. He is our substitute in 1 Peter 3:18. Because of the wrath of God is satisfied in Christ, Isaiah 53:4-6. We are free from condemnation, Romans 8:1. And God remains both fair and just, and he makes sinners right in his sight when they believe in Jesus, Romans 3:26. Because of God justifies us by grace through faith in Jesus, we have now peace with God, Romans 5:1. Like Joshua, the priest, who have been stripped off his filthy clothes in Zechariah 3:4, and like the prodigal son in the parable, we are now clothed. We have new clothes with the best robe in Luke 15:22. God the Father sees us as perfect and unblemished, and we are all devoted to doing what is good, Titus 3:14. In Romans 5:18-19, the Amplifier says, so then through one trespass, Adam's sin, there result condemnation for all men. So even through one act of righteousness, there result of justification of life to all men. For just as though one man disobeyed, his failure to hear his carelessness, the many were made sinners. So through the obedience of one man, the many will be made righteous and accepted to God and brought into the right standing with him. And that is your Bible study. In Jesus' name. Pastor?
Amen. Yes.
Call an altar call, and I have a second part tomorrow. I come back on tomorrow. I've been working for the kingdom, had a lot of food, God had me. So call us if they want to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Pastor's going to do an altar call. I hope that you enjoyed the Bible study. I stumbled a little bit because I haven't been on the radio, but God, no one is perfect. God sent Jesus. He's the only perfect one, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I'm a sinner, and I am sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. And I so desperately need your forgiveness. I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary and died for my sins. And I am now willing to turn from my sin. You said in your holy word in Romans 10:9, that if we confess the Lord our God and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. So right now I confess Jesus as Lord of my soul. With my heart I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. This very moment I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior, and according to his word, right now I am saved. So I want to say thank you for Jesus, thank you Jesus, for your unlimited grace which has saved me from my sins. I thank you Jesus that your grace never leads to license, but rather it always leads to repentance. Therefore, Lord Jesus, please transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not to myself. So I want to thank you again, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, if you said that prayer, we hear it. God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you did say that prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press that one key and I will bring you on so that you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Oh, man. All righty. I hope we get some callers tonight. Okay, there are going to be good callers. Callers that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight so we can pray for you. Amen. We got a caller here. We're passing one. Let me bring them on and see who we have. 111, you are on the air.
This is for Pastor Wanda. I hope those underwears are still ready for us, huh?
Listen, you ain't got nothing to be working for the Father of Lies. And we're not doing that today.
No, we're not doing that. Yeah, that's crazy. Okay? 111, you're on the air.
Can you send me your dirty underwear, please?
All right, Pastor, listen. I'm not gonna take you going to play some worship, play Fred Hammond, No Weapon, and I'll be on tomorrow. We have a second part. I just went when you said the surgery going to the procedure tomorrow. I cut it short because I had three segments, but I can come on tomorrow in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Hello.
It sounded good.
All right.
Pastor, I'm gonna be looking forward to you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll come to moon tomorrow because we've been paying some food out since 12 o'clock today, and still, God, he overflowed, and it went out to the north, the west, and east, and south, and all glory and honor go to God. I'm so glad to be back on, Pastor, and hear your voice, and I'll be praying it's going to go well tomorrow in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
God bless you. All right. One, you're on
there. Who do you think won the Republican debate tonight?
I'm not watching it, so I don't know. Okay.
Time when Sister Wanda was reading the entire Bible front to back.
No, she wasn't on that long tonight. Okay, and I'm having a colonoscopy. Okay, tomorrow, at 9 o'clock in the morning. So, I had to use the bathroom because they give you this medicine and you got to drink, okay, so that you clear yourself out.
Are you shitting yourself?
No, I ain't done that yet. And no one's won the debate, I understand. No one's won it yet.
What I heard is you're taking some enema stuff to clear out your colon. That way, Tony F could pound you up the backside.
No. I'm taking this medicine because I have a colonoscopy tomorrow. They're going to be sticking a camera up the colon and viewing.
Will you be recording that for later viewing? Will you share it on the internet?
No.
Is this the first time you've had to ask Cam?
No, this would be my third time.
Why do you do it so much?
Because it's supposed to be done every 3 years. If you have polyps. And I had polyps each time, so... Okay, it's my third time this time right now, coming up.
Paul. Who's Paul? Paul's up there? Who's Paul?
No, polyps. It's something that forms on your colon. Okay, again, they cut them out. Okay, and then they do a biopsy on them to see if you got colon cancer.
Do you think that they're doing a colonoscopy because of the anal sex?
No, I don't have anal sex.
Let me talk to Tony. I want to ask Tony F. about that.
Okay, well, Tony's not going to come in here and discuss anal sex.
Well, if I told him I wanted to talk about Dak Prescott's package, I bet he'd come talk on the phone.
No, he wouldn't.
What about, tomorrow is December 7th, right?
Right.
That's the day that lives in infamy.
That's the day what?
The day that lives in infamy. It's a Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor, the Japs. Remember when the Japs did that thing they did?
Yeah.
It was either the Japs or the Germans. I forget which. Could have been the Germans. But as December 7th, 1941. Were you alive in 41?
No, I wasn't.
How old are you?
I'm 62 years old.
The guy, I heard there's going to be a Pearl Harbor anal bash in honor of you getting your colon cleaned out. That way you'll be able to take it up the poop chute.
No, there ain't going to be no Pearl Harbor anal bash, cough, okay? All righty.
We taking a call?
Yeah, I'm going to take a call. 256, you're on there.
Pastor Kent, I don't know why you're taking these calls when we have such an important event going on. My name's Jack. I don't know if you can hear it, but I'm listening to the debate because it's so important. Now, why won't you tell us your thoughts on the whole debate that's going on tonight?
Well, first of all, this is not political.
Wouldn't you say that religion transcends all parts of your life?
And I'm not Republican. I don't really care.
I'm not saying you are, Pastor.
Just yesterday, the chief quote, and that the threat level has, quote, gone to a whole nother level since October 7th. Which of the threats facing our country you worry and blindside us.
Okay. We can't be playing the debate on the air.
What happened between us?
I got a question about the debate. Apparently, one time, DeSantis called that woman on the stage. He called her a filthy cunt. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear that.
He said, Nikki Haley, you filthy cunt.
Really?
He also said Nikki Haley looked half like a Negro.
Oh, I never heard him say that, okay? But I wouldn't put it past him.
That's probably why Jack Forsythe is calling in.
Oh, okay.
Let's go take some more calls.
Well, nobody's called, is pressed the one key yet, so I can't take anybody until they press the one key.
Fuck. Apparently, DeSantis also called Chris Christie a fat motherfucker.
Really?
And I think it's accurate, but it might be a little bit rude.
Well, that's terrible. Well, I'm going to put on some Christmas music here. So sit back and enjoy some Christmas music, Grover. Okay?
Is it going to be a 72-minute beanie mix?
No. It's actual Christmas music. So sit back and enjoy. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. All I want for Christmas is you.
find out who's naughty at night. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I'm not the only thing. mother will start to worry.
What's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better
sorry. Please don't hurry.
But maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Just neighbor's my
bad out there.
Say what's in this
no
drink.
No cap to be had out there.
I wish I knew
yeah,
how.
Right now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I have to say no,
oh,
no,
my
no,
divine moving closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't
so baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold
outside.
Is this Kenneth Fishman?
Yes, it is.
This is Marty Scheckler. I am a producer with Gay.TV, and we were interested in possibly talking about doing a reality show with you.
Oh, really?
Would you be in?
Would I be interested in a reality show? Sure.
Would we be allowed to film in your house with your partner?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Really? Okay, great. The working title is Bible Thumpers, and just, you know, the gay lives of religious gay clergy in the San Diego area, San Antonio area. We're hoping to, Real Housewives, move this to different areas and have different little franchises pop up.
I think that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Do you have any other callers?
Understand what you're saying.
I think that is the silliest thing I have ever heard.
Why is that?
Because that's how I feel about it. I think that's a silly idea for a show.
Do you watch Logo or Gay TV? Do you see our other shows?
I watch Logo, yes I do, and I think this would be a stupid show.
Well, it's a reality show, and that's up to the viewers to decide, but I'm sure a lot of other shows that you think are stupid actually are quite popular.
That's true, and I hope you find a pastor who's gay with a partner to film it for you.
So you would not let Pastor Ken do this?
Oh, well, Pastor Ken can do what he wants, but I won't have any part of it, and you won't invade our privacy of our home. That's won't happen. So if you wanted to film him sitting out in the street, I guess you could.
Could we have a stand-in for you and film in your home?
Good night and happy holidays.
Is that a no?
Well,
or are you just...
I guess it won't be a reality show. I don't know. I mean, it's a good idea. You know what I'm saying? I think. Okay, but you know, maybe if you ask Pastor Beal, I understand he's bisexual.
I don't know who Pastor Beal is, but I just thought that you may want to do something positive for the gay community.
Well, I always believe in doing something positive for the gay community.
All right, so this would show the gay community in a positive frame of mind.
Yeah, we do have the MCC Church, which is a gay church, okay? And I believe there's a lesbian pastor, okay? You could contact them.
I'm going to be honest with you. With our demographics, the male homosexuals are much more prevalent, and frankly, they're more interested. Corporations are more interested in dealing with them than some lesbians, which are a very smaller portion of our audience.
Okay.
Well, if you think you can change that man's mind, please let me know.
Okay, all right.
My name is Marnie Sickler at gay.tv.
Okay. All right.
S-H-E-C-K-L-E-R. And it's
okay.
Marty, M-A-R-T-Y.
Okay, I got you. Marty Sickler at gay.tv. Okay.
All right. I look forward to hearing you.
Like you're saying, what would this air on?
Air on Gay TV. We also work with Logo, but Gay TV is our little pet child. We're allowed to do more risque things on there.
Okay. Because I never heard of Gay TV.
It's gay.tv, yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
if you do have that DirecTV or Dish Network, you can get our channel on there. We're not on the basic cable.
I'm on Spectrum.
Oh, well, you could see our partner Logo on there.
Yeah, I see Logo. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're a little more geared to the younger people and more risque. We don't have the same restrictions.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay. Sounds good. Have a birthday, Mark. Okay.
You too.
All righty. 111, you're on here.
He washes off the stank with his favorite pip oil, Old Spice.
Old Spice?
The end.
What the fuck? Oh, fucking shit. I keep fucking it up.
What's your problem, daughter?
Daddy, I can suck dick. I can blow dick. I can even tie dicks in them knots in my mouth with no hands. But I can't forget a fucking Valentine for Linus. Shit! How am I supposed to get him to stick his left foot in my mouth, his right foot in my ass, and give me the Nicaraguan crab sandwich?
Look at here now, daughter. You better get your learn on so you can rise above the system. Just take your box cutter and put the rock in the hole, right? Why don't you do
something? Okay, 111. Okay, this is unknown. Okay. Unknown caller, you're on here.
As-salamu alaykum, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I got to have a colonoscopy in the morning.
Oh, he messed that up. Oh, Kenny. Terrible things. Listen, Kenny, what is this talk about doing some gay TV show?
Yeah, that was Morty Sekler. Yeah, he wants me to do a gay TV show.
This is not permissible in Islam.
It's not. I thought it was.
Oh, no, it is. It will put us both in a bad frame of light, Kenny.
Oh, you think?
Yes. Then again, if you really choose to do this, you have to get rid of Tony App. But that's a given.
Why would I have to get rid of Tony App?
Isn't he against this or no?
Well, he doesn't like the idea.
Yeah. He is a problem, Kenny. You know what you need to do. I will send you some rat poison, just in case you have some rats in your house.
I don't have any rats in the house, and that's okay. I don't need any rat poison, because I'm not going to poison
no.
Somebody.
I didn't say, I was about to say accidentally, but I didn't get to that.
Oh, okay.
Just in case you have rats. You know, you don't have to ingest rat poison. You can sprinkle it in someone's bed, and through osmosis, it'll kill them in the morning. And you will go to Jenna and get 72 virgins.
Oh, okay. Would they be male virgins?
72.
Let me do
72, Kenny. And none of them will have the temperament of this Tony F.
All right.
72 boys.
Huh? 72 boys. Oh, all right. Okay.
No sagging balls. No cock cheese. They're all circumcised as according to Islam. No hair. Except on their head.
Okay.
Am I selling you this?
Oh, yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Yes. All right, think about it. Put on another caller.
Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Charlie Brown, I was holding out for a white bitch that ain't here. Fuck them ignorant white bitches and fuck Charlie Brown. Mine is loose pussy.
Well, okay, I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama, okay? And I know he's out there listening with his kinfolk. Give a shout-out to his kinfolk as well. I hope you all are ready for this Christmas season, okay? And may it bring you plenty of cheer. Amen. God bless. Okay. Well, I see we got no more callers that are calling in. Oh, here we go. Yeah, another car. 111. You're on there.
Which just so happens to be kind of people. You know, the ones that, you know, you're standing next to them and it's all of a sudden it gets dark. I mean, you know, your best friend is. You know what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Black people, I'ma steal your shoes. You better hide your wallet, cause I'ma take that too. Black people.
Hey.
Black people, one big family with a really big bucket of KFC. Black people.
Seriously, like all of us are related.
I ran into an old amigo named Juan Luis. The Mexican called me Apple because we both hang from trees. Now I kind of took that in a joking way. But was he talking about monkeys or the KKK? Hola, Jorge.
Andale, andale. Iba, Iba. I don't even know if I said that right. Sorry, I don't speak Mexican. Hey, yo, Jorge, can you hand me a burrito for a favor?
I am a Mexican. My card is greenish. My last name is probably Gonzalez Martinez. I'd help you mow your lawn, but me no speaking English. That's why my only job is selling tacos for cleaning. Hey, I don't drink alcohol.
Okay. Alrighty. That was all from a caller. Amen. By the way, I don't approve of that kind of music. Okay. Well, I was hoping he was going to say something, but he just played music, so that was enough. Well, I think, great. Well, I'm going to play some more music here. Okay. Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing.
Just
Music. Play it again.
Okay. Well, when the show's over, we got like 30 seconds left. So,
you have to tune in
tomorrow night for another great Christmas songs. Okay.
Or you could fuck yourself.
No, not into that. Goodbye. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.